In this episode, dressage naturally instructor Shauna Lewis and I will talk about learning in online courses and why so many are disappointing, and what makes it possible to totally transform your riding in an online course. So this discussion will help you spend your education, time, and money much more wisely. So here we go, episode 258, How to Learn Online. Hi, I'm Karen Rolfe, and welcome to Horse Training in Harmony. This podcast is about you making progress with your horse in a way that you both can love. It's about learning how to move and be in harmony. Because yes, you really can develop a horse to be both athletic and happy. When we show up as our best selves for our horses, our horses will show up for us. So, let's get started. All right, I am joined by Shauna Lewis, who received an unexpected phone call from me about a half hour or so ago, where I said, "I have an idea. What are you doing?" And and so Shauna decided to jump on here with me. We both after I confirmed that this would not be videoed, because both of us look like, well, Sean always looks good, but we're both feeling a little bit like horse chicks who spent all day outside, and we're not camera ready. So I don't know, Shauna, you always look camera ready. I look especially not camera ready, but thank you for jumping on this to do this episode at very short notice.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be here. This is something I love talking about, and I get to talk to a lot of students, all the time about our courses and how amazing they are and how people really do make progress and are so happy that they've signed up for one of them.
Yeah. And so if you've emailed with me or sent an email to Dressage Naturally, chances are Shauna has answered it. And if you do the private consults that we do, you will have talked to Shauna. So Shauna is not only a Dressage Naturally instructor, she has been a friend and been playing in Dressage Naturally for a long time now. So she just is really in touch with the students. She's sort of the course concierge, and so she gets to talk to a lot of people, even that I don't get to talk to. And she's really, I don't know, you're just so in touch with the struggles and the doubts and the frustrations of people that even haven't started yet in Dressage Naturally. So I thought that'd be so helpful to hear, what you've heard from people. So, yeah, I know that there's so many online courses out there, so much material out there, and so often they are a disappointment. So what have you heard from others about why people are hesitant to take, quote unquote, another online course? Like, what are the students concerned about, or what are they saying?
Yeah, many have, that I do talk to have said right off the bat, like, I've tried all these things. There's so many online courses out there now. I've signed up for them, tried them, even with like, highly qualified professionals that have these online courses. They've been promised they're going to get results, but most of them so far, say that they hasn't led them to any real improvement with their horses. So, or they get lost. So they're feeling like, the lack of real support, and that causes them to get stuck. So sometimes it causes them to maybe not even finish a course because of that, and not having the person to reach out to and talk to. So many do that, and they're like, why should I spend the money on your course? Is it going to be the same? So how's it different from all these other courses? And I have to say it is.
Yeah,
I've
I know.
seen it time and time again. People, I get on these calls with them. They're very skeptical, and they sign up and they're just like, oh my goodness, it made all the difference in the world. It filled in all these pieces that they felt like were missing. And with all that information out there on the internet, so many of them too, like, will say, well, it just didn't speak to them, and then they find your methods, dressage naturally, and things just start to make sense, and they're really able to see how they can help the horse, because we're just so much about, dressage is for
Yeah,
the
I think there's like a few different reasons or things I was thinking about in creating it. So it's the content, it's the type of exercises, that's one subject. And then it's also, how it's delivered. And I think one of the reasons that I wanted to set you up to have these consults is because we really want to make sure that it's the right thing for you. So many online courses, you see all the stuff, you see the ads, you think it's for you, you click on it, you keep your fingers crossed. But like if there's, we really want to make sure. So you people are always welcome to email us, and if it's not a good fit, we tell you. Like if we're like, no, this is not the best focus for you and your horse. Like we want to do that service of going, well, don't take this now. This is not the appropriate thing to do. And so we always encourage people to reach out and email a question or sign up for one of those. The private consults are free, because we really just want to make sure there's a match. And actually, this just popped into my head. I remember, as a horse person who then had to learn how to like run an online business, I did different, I employ different marketer professionals, right? So to help me with my marketing, because I didn't know anything about that. And I remember being in this meeting once with this marketing professional who was supposed to be helping me with my business and do stuff online. And I remember he said, I was talking about how to set it up so that students completed the course and were successful. And he like looked at me like I had two heads, and he's like, I don't care if they finish. I just want them to get into to buy your course. And I went, wait, what? Because he was a marketer. That's his job. Get the people to buy it. And a business person is like, just get the people to buy it. But I'm an educator. I'm a teacher. So I was like, no, I want them, I want the right person to do it, and I want them to finish it, and I want them to get the value. So it was really eye-opening to know that so many of the marketing techniques and strategies out there are not at all concerned with whether the student actually likes the course or gets any progress from the course.
Yeah, that's so
That
interesting.
blew my mind. I'm like, wait,
You said
what?
I know, and that's the one thing that I tell people on these calls, because I'm like, listen, like, reach out to us. We want you to make progress. We want you to get through this course. We want to see and hear about all the wins that you're having with your horses. We don't want you to sign up for something and not do it. Like, we know you can make progress. We know you can make changes. And so don't get stuck and frustrated. I emphasize that so much on the calls, because and want them to know that that's why we're here. That's why we have the course. We don't want people to get in there and get frustrated and not complete it and really
Yeah.
progress. So, yeah, like, I really try to emphasize that. It's so important to us to support them and know that we're here for them. And if
Yeah.
we'll find the answers or be able to point them to something or give them the support that they need.
Yeah. And I guess like you and I know what we're talking about here. I have several different online courses. Sean and I are both really highlighting the Finding the Sweet Spot of Healthy Biomechanics course, because it's sort of our premier course, and it's the one that's really, really the biggest experience and has the most support. And it costs more too, but because of that. And I find it so hard to describe, when you're doing the information page for the course, and you have to make these like short sentences so people read them, right? Because everybody's attention span is so, it's like we really, it's so hard to describe describe it. Anyway, that's why another reason we're here. But I did, at one point I sat down, and I thought, okay, let's pretend someone is in exactly the right program for them. Why might a student still get stuck, right? Because I'm always trying to think, how am I going to get them through something? So, all right, what are the reasons why someone might get stuck? So I challenged myself to come up with three. And one of the reasons I see students getting stuck in things are because they don't have like a usable framework. They've learned a recipe or a list of exercises, but they don't have the zoom out wisdom of why the exercise and when the exercise. So I knew I needed to create like not just a list of exercises, but I needed to create this framework where people could locate themselves and that exercise on the map and know when it's the right one for them. And kind of wrapped in that category also was the immersion in the principles and priorities that guide the decision making of when to do which exercise. So I know that's like I said that was like one thing, but I kind of put that all in the same bucket, like this usable framework where you have the map and you understand the principles and priorities that guide you in your decision making of on the map. Does that make sense?
Yes. I feel like because there are so many systems out there that can work when things are going well, like you have mentioned, right? But when it's not going as planned, that's when people have difficulties.
Yeah, how do you handle it when it's not going well? So that's kind of one place I think people get, maybe that's where people get lost more than stuck, right? They're like, I got a list of all these things and but you don't know when or why or to use it. So the other kind of place I see students getting a little bit stuck is they have self-doubt. Right. And especially if you're learning online, right? So you watch the video, you get all inspired, you go try it at home, it doesn't work. Wah, wah, wah. You feel the air go out of your tires. And there's got to be a way to I would say combat, to overcome the self-doubt. And part of that, I include like the non-judgmental environment. And so when you're home by yourself, judging yourself and telling yourself that, what's wrong with me? That didn't work. I'm terrible at this. Like that can be alone by yourself can be a pretty judgmental environment. So I knew I needed to create something to help students trust their instincts, be actually empowered, and to be have access to an environment that will be non-judgmental and supportive. Because even in our community, like we know this, Shauna, like even in our community that's very supportive, one of the jokes we have with this course is like 3 months in, everyone starts saying that they feel like they're falling behind. But nobody can see each other. So it's just like this human condition where we will start doubting ourselves. And so now we're aware of that and we actively help people navigate that.
And it's so cool too, because people can jump into this course and we can meet them right where they are, right? And that's something that kind of goes along with that. They're like, oh, I'm not far enough along to like do this course, or I'm not this, or I'm not that. So they, already sometimes start with those doubts. And but I try to really let them know that no, like real we meet you right where you are. There's people of all different backgrounds and levels of training and progress that are in the course, and that's what's so cool about it too.
And that kind of dovetails into the third thing I picked, which is just that people get stuck because they don't have the support of the like-minded community, right? That speak the same language, who have the same goals and values and principles and priorities, and that there's the need to have like a person to talk to. Or chat with, or that gets what you're trying to do. And I think really importantly is to celebrate the wins that you're doing, because some of these things, are different and maybe don't align with the person at the barn that you're at. And you're like, oh my gosh, I was able to like spend more time enjoying and less time searching. And someone's gonna look at like you have two heads, but inside the community, we know what that means. Or like, I got the yes moment. Just a way to help celebrate and ask questions where people are going to really understand and relate to what you're trying to do.
Yeah, that, and it's so fun every week on those calls, hearing those wins. We start with celebrating them.
So that's so when I decided to create an online course, and the Sweet Spot course is the first one that I really did as an online course. I mean, that came from 8 years of honing those specific exercises. I mean, that's, with the decades of experience as a horse professional before that. But like when I created sort of the Sweet Spot protocol, I spent 8 years traveling all over the world teaching exactly that material, honing it, figuring out which order I put it in, crafting how I teach the exercise so that I could go teach a clinic and then leave and know that they could continue to practice this stuff. So the actual modules and the order of the exercises in the modules, like that's all crafted to be an independent learning experience, not just a list of, exercises. So that was so important to me, and I know it's what makes the Sweet Spot course especially super unique. Just the content, because the exercises themselves are unique because they combine, all the partnership stuff, and then changing a horse's way of moving based on the partnership where you're in harmony and listening to the horse. Like the content is unique. And then the way the exercises are crafted is unique. And it's, I don't know, I feel like I could spend my whole life talking about it and I would never be able to concisely explain exactly how powerful that is.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know, maybe, but I can say we've had lots of people shedding the good kind of tears and just listening to the experiences of students who, are out there by themselves practicing this stuff and changing. And I mean, I can just think of so many students like that send in the videos in the Facebook group for the course, and seeing, some of the beginning ones where it's like the horse would barely want to move and have the ears pinned back. And then later you see them like cantering around on this beautiful hillside. It's just like, it brings a tear to my eye every time I see that. I'm like, they did that all by themselves with our help, but like they were alone with their horse and creating these changes. And it's just amazing.
Right. Yeah, I was just gonna say it. Yeah. So many stories, right, of horses that have, and students have told us they've had horses that, other vets or trainers, this horse can't do this anymore, they need to be put down or put out to pasture, or, the list goes on and on. And they're kind of like, I don't know what to do. And they start with this course, this Sweet Spot protocol, and things start to change like right away, right? Like, I mean, even just recently, I have a student that I met here locally, and we're going through like, combining the horsemanship stuff, but the Sweet Spot protocol. And she hasn't been able to ride her horse in like almost a year. And the vets had said, put this horse down, he's getting dangerous. Well, she just got on this horse and she's like, I've never felt him move like this.
Wow.
Like so cool. Like it's just like amazing how things can change really quickly. Certain
And it is. We just had the instructor meeting here recently, and we keep joking about this, and at some point we'll do it, that our new like tagline for Dressage Naturally should be like, I'll say stuff because otherwise I have to mark this as explicit, but like, this stuff works. And you know what other S word we really want to put on there, but like, and and I've worked with some professionals locally here. And that are nice riders and they know what to do. And they come to me, and it's like some of the stuff I'll explain is like we teach in module 2 or 3 of the course. And it's like, ta-da. And actually, recently, we was something that's in module 1 in the course. And it's like, ta-da. Just because it's this shift in the way of thinking. And really, it's like those principles and priorities again. It's the and the and the map. It's like just knowing when to think about what category, or is it a mental, is it emotional, is it a physical thing with the horse? Those are all completely different strategies. And like, what's the piece that the horse needs? And because it's so focused on the harmony first. You were just mentioning something like this earlier when I was talking to you. It's like it starts with we need to find the harmony and then establish quality communication from there. And then like everything blossoms from that. And I think that's one of the reasons it's so appropriate for such a wide range of students. Like people ask, well, who's this for? I'm like, well, it's for you if you don't have to be an advanced rider. You can be a pleasure rider going down the trail, but it also is transformational for an upper level dressage rider because it's those different ways of thinking and approaching and looking at, and the protocol is so fundamental about creating harmony and communication and movement possibilities for the horse. And that's why, like, I've had someone say, who did cutting with their horse. And she's like, after the sweet spot, I got my best, scores in cutting. And I know nothing about cutting. I'm like, okay. We've had someone who competes in combined driving. I remember she would send Jenny and she would send us these pictures of these beautiful carriage horses, bitless and like stretching over their backs and in the sweet spot. And, we've had a woman who's a upper level dressage rider from Hungary who has been instrumental in getting bitless allowed in dressage in Hungary, and like she's gone through the sweet spot course and it's completely, transformed her, and we'll be actually working together on some stuff in the future. So it's and we've had people who, were still having trouble, not like they knew how to canter as a rider, but they were like struggling with one of their gaits at their horse. I don't know. It's sort of magical how this applies to such a wide range, but I think it's because it addresses such a core connection between the horse and the person.
And so many, like, we have a lot of people come to us that have the balky or the low energy horses that are hard to motivate. And I love, like, in the course, like, all the conversations around energy, right? And how to motivate those type horses. And they change, and a lot of them end up not actually being so low energy. They actually have, it's in there. It's just like you need to like talk to them about it and show them a different way, and that we're here like to help them. And I think like going back to what you were saying a minute ago, like so many people after, signing up for this course and getting in there, they will also say, I think you kind of touched on this, that it's really helped them so much with themselves and their attitude toward the horse. Like that is a huge piece of just how we look at the horse. I know one student all the time like says now, like she used to always be frustrated, like constantly be so frustrated with her horse because things were not going right and the same things were happening over, over and over again. that didn't feel good. But after being in this course and really soaking in everything, her attitude towards her course changed and what they were doing, her frustrations, she really got turned those into curiosity, and they both started having, fun in their horse. Horses end up happier, more harmony there. So that's always such a huge win when we start to hear that too. And you can just hear it in people's voices on the from the beginning of the course, so they get into it a little bit, like just the way that they talk and are so happy changes.
And you know what, why, so I'm thinking, well, why does that work? How are we getting this result? Like, why is that happening? And here's another thing that's really special about how we run the Sweet Spot course, which is you get me teaching it, my voice is all throughout this, but also there's the five Dressage Naturally instructors are all in there. And so the weekly live calls, there's a different instructor. So you get to meet all the instructors. And in the question and answers, we don't just answer the question, but we explain how we think through the question. So I think that's one of the things that makes it so transformational, is not just learning exercises for yours, but you're learning how to think differently. Because every time a question comes in, it's like, okay, here's how I'm looking at this. And here's the more information I need in order to be able to answer the question. And then based on that, here's what I'm seeing, here's how we would approach it. And so we're always trying to help explain to students or demonstrate, like, what's our logic? Like, how are we thinking through the quote unquote problem? And then here's why we're going to give you this answer of what to think about or what to do. And the instructors are just, all amazing people. And I think so you get a chance to, first of all, have somebody to go, I get it. I know that can be really frustrating. But guess what? That's a normal problem to have with a horse like this at this stage. Like, that's really helpful. Like, that's a normal problem. Like, oh, really? Yeah, everybody has this problem. So just being able to do that, and then to have people modeling how to think through the problem in a lighthearted but really effective way over and over and, for an hour every week. I think people underestimate the power of that kind of immersion. Even if you only listen to the recording, you're going to still be infused with how did the instructor start to frame that problem and think through that problem. Hey, I just wanted to take a quick second to let you know that this podcast is brought to you by the Dressage Naturally Video Classroom. Yeah, that's my program. So if you love this podcast, you will really love the video classroom. It's where you can see me coaching students, narrating my rides on horses, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and so much more. So let's see all these words put into action. Check it out with a 1 week free trial, and then it's just $29 a month after that. So even if you only watch one video a month, it is totally worth it. And we add new content every month. So what are you waiting for? Go to dressagenaturally.net/classroom. Okay, now let's get back to the pod. Oh, and I have a whole training on how to ask the question, which is it's pretty funny, but I have a whole protocol in there of how to ask a question so that you get the best chance of a good answer. And the joke is that when people follow that protocol, you'll get the email. It'd be like they're doing all the things how to ask the question, and at the end they go, oh, I think I figured it out.
That it is so cool. People do that. And it happens all the time. Even on people will start, like, they'll come up with a question on the calls, and it happens to start to talk about it. And then they're like, oh, okay. Like, by the time they finish asking us or talking about the thing, they've also figured out. And that's just a testament to the course, right? Like you were saying, of how it's laid out and how people can learn through this course how to think for themselves and how to know in those each of those moments what to talk to, what they need to be talking to their horse about, you know, or that, and they don't have to worry about messing things up, that they, you know, getting curious and trying something and exploring all that and playing with all the possibilities is really what causes such good results and helps them be better as a, you know, thinking in that mindset as a trainer for their horse and being able to help their horse and knowing that this is for the horse. And I all the time too, like, 'cause I've done this for so long. Like, I don't find, you know, I go out and I have so much fun and I'm like usually laughing. Like you are, you know, the same when you're seeing your horse, you're having fun and you're enjoying and the things that, like, it just doesn't become frustrating. It becomes like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. Like I find this little piece and now I know how to go deeper and talk to my horse about re relaxing and I see it before it ever gets to be a big thing or, you know, escalates into something and you can help your horse right there. I have students too, especially, you know, more of the ones I teach live, but even now that I'm doing more live PIVO sessions, like people are just like, I just want to embody you, Shauna. And like, because like we're laughing and like, and they're like, how do you not get frustrated? But it's like, it goes back to just this whole embodying the way we teach and the way we help students, you know, the whole attitude
Yeah.
towards their horses. And they, it's fun. It gets exciting to see when you can help your horse with this one little piece and they're even there. Expression changes the way that they look at you.
Yeah. It was, you said something before we jumped on the, when we were talking before we jumped on this, and it was like, it's not just about making horses do stuff. Right, here's an exercise your horse has to do, and here's it's all for, well, one of the principles is the basics of dressage for the horse. It should feel good to the horse. So I think that's one of the reasons it just feels so good and it's endlessly interesting because you're constantly building harmony and communication, harmony and communication. And then we do stuff with that harmony and communication, but you're the feeling of oh, dropping the have feeling the horse drop their defenses or start to go, oh, I get it. Like, I got that right. You know, I was riding my young horse Cora today, who's sometimes hard to convince that things feel good. And she can be a little like intense. And I'm just going around going, where's the spot? Where's the spot? And you know, I'm like, where is it? Where is it? Where do I need to be for you? And I'm wiggling around in the saddle. And then at some point, bing, her ears go forward. I'm like, oh, there it is. And she's like, yeah, that feels better, Mom. Like that never gets old. And that always feels so much better because I just worked with my horse to find the place that the horse says feels good. And then when we're there, I completely agree. Like, yes, that is a lovely spot. But I think that's what one of the, you know, million ways this process in this course is different. Because it feeling good and it being enjoyable is the whole point. Like, you can't do dressage naturally and have it not feel good because the whole point is that it feels good.
Exactly, I know,
You
right?
know, like there's, you can't, yeah, it's supposed to be enjoyable. And that's not just a fluffy word. Like, the whole point is that you find the place that you and your horse can enjoy. And then it's light. And we model a process of experimenting, trusting that you can tell the things that work better, worse or better. You know, and giving students the freedom to make those mistakes, like you said, like let's find out what doesn't work because then we'll be more sure of what does. And yeah, I think it's the way we navigate the process, and we can only help. I mean, I can show that in a video once, but that's where those weekly calls are pure gold because we are with students as they go through the process. And they go through the process of learning it and then practicing it. And then the horse changes a little bit. And now something else is popping up. And we get to be with everybody all the way through that process for 6 months at least on the live calls, which is long enough to go through a few a few different cycles and stages. And after immersing in that, that's enough time to make a complete transformation in how you think and feel and act and perform. And that's why I wanted to build into this course those weekly calls. And I just, I have other online offerings that don't offer that sort of support, and they're less expensive. The Sweet Spot course is, has the highest tuition of anything I do, but like this is why I've got five professionals in there helping. And we didn't even talk about the private coaching. So the course comes with two private coaching sessions, and then you can get as many extra ones as you want on top of that. And it's really cool because you got five professionals to choose from. Sometimes on the Q&A calls, you kind of make a connection with a particular instructor, or they have a specialty of, just the kind of challenges you have. You can mix and match, and anyway, it's so you can have that one-on-one opportunity. And Shawna, you even do like the Pivo ones where it's live. You're actually they're out with a horse live. It's not even just a video.
Those are been so much. And I was gonna say too one more thing about the course and going through it. We were talking about things in the course. I always love, want to tell people too, this that sweet spot protocol, like it's not something that you're just gonna go through the course and be done. Like this is something that you're gonna use all the things in this course. If you decide to progress up the dressage levels, if you go do something else, you're always gonna be thinking about these things in the sweet spot course. And how to talk to your horse about it. So it's not like a one and done, okay, now. It's you're always going to be thinking about it, which is so cool. No matter what horse at what level I'm riding or working with or helping a student with, we're thinking about these things.
We could gush all day.
I know, I could.
It's just, I'm so glad, and part of me is like, oh, people are going to think it's just about marketing. It's not. If it was just about marketing, we wouldn't be caring so much about whether you guys went in there and were successful. It's just, to me, it all feels really normal, and that I have to remind myself that what we offer is absolutely not normal. It's not typical. It's unique in so many ways. And yeah, I just have to remember that. And I have to do, I never feel like I'm quite sufficient at explaining just how special this whole program is and how special the people are and, the community. So we have, the closed Facebook group. So you're in there with a community of students going through the course. But there's also all the alumni. So it's such a huge base of support. And sometimes I'll see people asking questions in the Facebook group. And, by the time I see it, either an instructor or a whole bunch of other students have like given really great advice. So usually I get in there and I'm like, yeah, what Shelby said, what, whoever the name of the student said. Which is just makes me feel like the very proud grandma in the best possible way, in the youngest sense of the word.
Yeah,
Anyway.
I get excited too. Every time somebody signs up or every time I start helping somebody go through this, it's just because things are going to change. Like you just know, like
Yep.
not ever going to be the same. And it like they're going to, make huge progress. I just get so excited about it. And, I see it all the time with every horse or every new student that I have, being help them with that, and I don't know.
And they it really starts to feel like family because they're, there's when you first sign up, there's 6 months of the weekly call, so that's a lot of time we spend together. And then you have lifetime access to everything. So like you always have the course, and at any time, after the first 6 months, if you want to do another 6 months of live calls, you can do another 6 months of live calls whenever you want. We've had people like years down the road get a new horse and they want to go through it again and they want the support of the live calls. And oh, and If you're listening to this episode in the future, this won't necessarily apply. But if you're listening to it right now when it comes out, if you start before March 31st, so March 30th would be the last day, instead of just 6 months of the weekly live calls, you'll get a whole year. And so what's really cool about that, 6 months is already a long time, but I know a lot of people, weather changes, your horse gets a stone bruise, you have to go away for a month or something. And an online course that's this kind of investment can sometimes feel like a pressure. And so with a year, like you have time, you have time. And it doesn't mean you have to like be on every single call. Like you can, it's there when you need it. And if you can't make them live, you send in a question, you can submit a little video clip, and we answer your question as if you're there, and we follow up and like, hey, if you have any follow-up when you listen to the answer, just post in the Facebook group and we can, get back with you. So that, if you for people who want to do it, it would be so wise to do it sooner rather than later, because that year of weekly live calls is just priceless. It's
They're
priceless.
those calls are very special, like so much learning. So many people be like, oh my gosh, it's like getting a lesson every week, like being able to be on those calls. Some people ask lots of questions, some people are there to listen, and then they'll share when later. And but they're yeah, it's really, really cool, those
Yeah,
calls.
and plus I have the whole video classroom that has like 500 videos in it. And the first 6 months in the Sweet Spot course, you get free access to that also. So a lot of times on the calls, there's the main teachings inside the Sweet Spot course, but then sometimes a student question is like, okay, I have this particular horse and there's a particular little challenge I'm having. And I'll be like, oh, there's a video for that in the classroom with a horse just like yours. Or, here's Karen explaining, she's riding this and explaining it just slightly differently. Or here's another supplemental exercise you can try. So we've got this, it's like a prescription, right? You come in with a problem and we can write you a prescription. You watch this video and then try these things. So the amount of resources and support is just, it's something I'm super, super proud of. And again, that one marketer who just said that line of like, we don't care. And I just like, you know what? I do care. So, kind of going back to the title of this episode, How to Take an Online Course, my best advice is, first of all, do you have a way of confirming that this is the right course for you? Right. So, anybody who offers an online course, and you're not sure, make sure there's a way of confirming. Like, we have a way of confirming. Email us, book a private call with Shauna. Like, we'll help you figure it out. And we promise we will tell you if it's not the right time to do the course. And we've done that. I know I've done that numbers of times. They're like, no, this, I think you'd be best focusing on fill in the blank at this point. And then ask yourself, like when you're looking at the course, ask yourself, does this course want me to succeed? Right? Or is it just wanting to get your money and the sale? And then after that, it's like, good luck. And, I don't know how you're gonna tell. I hope we exude that we do want you to succeed, and we have lots of ways to that you can, as a student, check in with us and get the extra help that you need. So we have those systems built into place, but maybe, if you're looking at something else, like just ask yourself that question and maybe try, asking for some customer support and see what happens. Like for us, we will get back to you. And if we don't, email us again because it means it got stuck in spam or something like that. But we have multiple ways of getting in touch with us. And if one way doesn't work, it just means something happened. But we absolutely want to hear from you and answer any questions. And yeah, and do they offer, what are the ways that that help is offered if you get stuck? And that might be a question to ask. Well, what if I get stuck? Like, we have systems in place for that. We can happily answer that and show you all the ways that we can help you get unstuck.
And I think that's like too, like if you say like what's so good about us doing our programs. And I know, like, sometimes people are like, oh my gosh, you have so much stuff, I don't know where to start. Or
Yeah, even within my own program, right?
I always tell them too, like, people just like, because you were talking about the video classroom and we refer people to videos. We know it so well. Like, we can send you, like, you can be like, this is what's happening, or this is what I'm working on, this is where I'm stuck, this is where I'm frustrated with. Like, we always are able to send them to a video, or go back and watch this video, or have you thought about this thing, and like, or be able to know the questions to ask them, get them to the right or the right place. Or, oh, wait a minute, like, this might be a great time to do a video coaching or some type of coaching session. Like, but yeah, they never, like, I just feel like I just never want people to feel like they don't have a place to go to ask. Like, can you have
And we
follow-up?
check on people. Like, if you're stuck in a module for a little longer than we think, you'll get an email from us going, hey, and we just check in. It's not pressure, but it's like, hey, just wanted to check in. Is everything going all right? And sometimes we get a reply like, oh yeah, I've been on vacation, or oh yeah, I broke my leg, or like, no, I really am trying to like perfect this. And sometimes we'll be like, I think it's time to move on to the next module. And sometimes we'll say, if you've like ripped through all six modules in 2 weeks, we might go, So that's another thing we help with is, and that's a question that comes up, like, should I go to the next module or should I hang back? And there's the perfectionists that kind of stay a little too long. And then there's the ones who just stay at the surface and zip through and they go, ah, it's not working. And so we can really, like, that's one of the great questions to ask is like, what should I be focusing on now? And we get really good at the art of good enough. Right. So we're like, what's good enough? Because sometimes if you get something good enough and it won't get better until you try the next level of stuff, but it has to be good enough. So that's a fun thing that we tend to play with is like how to know when is good enough, which is a great training question. That's a question that every trainer asks themselves, or they should be like, is this good enough to move on and have another little challenge to get more information, or do I need to go back and refine the basics? And that's something that's in flux all the time. And so over 6 months, that strategy is going to change. And yeah, and just getting that help navigating that. So, yeah, I do have lots of resources, and I really try to feel like everything I put out gives huge value. But if you want the most value for the money, the Sweet Spot course is absolutely it. Like, if you do one thing, like, that is gonna, I don't know what's the word, like, cut to the chase, or it's gonna be the. You if you drop into the Sweet Spot course, like, you've got something that will last you the rest of your life and will put everything else in place. Because the Sweet Spot course kind of covers everything from the basic foundational pieces necessary to help improve how your horse moves in harmony and communication, all the way up through understanding the different categories of gymnastic training and why you do those exercises. So it's the biggest overview and the most depth as far as mental, emotional, physical changes for you and your horse. It's like it's my life in a course. Well, maybe not my whole life, but it is that it's yeah. That was the first course I built, and I was like, if I just do one course, this is it. And how do I do it in a way that's not overwhelming, that's actually actionable, and that I know somebody who's doing this course in the middle of Sweden in the wintertime can still get full value and good results. And that's what I was aiming for. And by golly, I think I did it. Anyway, well, if you're still listening, thank you for listening. And I will put in the show notes, or you can go on my website, you can easily find. You go to the Contact Us page and you can find a link for the booking a free private consult with Shauna. I will put the link in the show notes. I'll put a link to the course. Oh yeah, we only open it twice a year. So, now is one of those times. So it's definitely a time to, yeah, just decide that this is going to be the next 6 months is going to be awesome. And oh, I was thinking, Shauna, if the sweet spot course had a sound, it would be
It would.
it would be the great exhale, just like, oh, I've landed.
Land. I was just gonna say.
Really? Like, I've landed. Here's my, what are other words people have used? My North Star. It's like coming
Like home.
home. Yeah. It's the place to like play and enjoy and not be judged and to just get in there and we'll help you find the harmony and the communication and the balance that you've been craving with your horse in a way that you can replicate it for the rest of your life and everything you do. I feel like I need a disclaimer there, but I'm not going to put one there. Actual results may vary. You know, whatever. We've seen it work too many times. It's what I live and breathe every single day with my horses, is what I teach in the sweet spot course. I can't not be doing all the exercises that I do in the sweet spot course.
Yeah.
It's that
It worked.
basic. Yeah. Okay. Do you think we emphasized our point obviously enough, Shauna?
It.
Do it. Oh my goodness. All right. Well, thank you, Shauna, because it's really helpful. I don't know. I like to talk about my stuff, but it's easier when you're here helping me talk about it. So thank you for letting me call you at 6:30 in the evening and get you off your nice comfy couch.
No, this was great. Like I'm passionate about this. I love it. I get excited about it. I love every, twice a year when we get to open this up and people get to be in there. It's just
It
it.
is. It's so fun seeing
Yeah.
everybody on the calls and just kind of going, I know where this is gonna go. And it's super fun. All right, Sean, well, I will let you go. Thank you so much. And anybody listening has any questions, you know where to find us. info@dressagenaturally.net, and you'll have the lovely Shauna answering your email. You can email me too, Karen@dressagenaturally.net. All right. Good night, everybody. If this episode resonates with you, make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening. Training horses is a long game. The more you listen, the more pieces of the puzzle you'll have. To see all your learning resources, visit dressagenaturally.net. That's where you'll find free videos, online courses, my book. You can sign up for my Wednesday Wisdom email or even book a private consult. Most of all, remember, you got this. Never underestimate the possibility for things to improve in ways you cannot yet imagine. Till next time, love your horse, move in harmony, and enjoy the process.